In the Quran, which was revealed 14 centuries ago at a time when the science of astronomy was still primitive, the expansion of the universe was described like this. And it is we who have constructed the heaven with might, and verily it is we who are steadily expanding it. The word heaven, as stated in this verse, is used in various places in the Quran with the meaning of space and universe. Here again, the word is used with this meaning. In other words, in the Quran, it is communicated that the universe expands. And this is the very conclusion that science has reached today. Until the dawn of the 20th century, the only view prevailing in the world of science was that the universe has a constant nature and it has existed since infinite time. The research, observations, and calculations carried out by means of modern technology, however, revealed that the universe in fact had a beginning and that it constantly expands. At the beginning of the 20th century, the Russian physicist Alexander Friedman and the Belgian cosmologist Georges Lemaître theoretically calculated that the universe is in constant motion and that it is expanding. This fact was proved also by observational data in 1929. While observing the sky with a telescope, Edwin Hubble, the American astronomer, discovered that the stars and galaxies were constantly moving away from each other. A universe where everything constantly moves away from each other implied a constantly expanding universe. The observations carried out in the following years verified that the universe constantly expands. This fact was explained in the Quran when it was yet unknown by anyone. This is because the Quran is the word of God, the creator, and the ruler of the entire universe. In the Quran, God informs us of a very important attribute of the sky. We made the sky a preserved and protected roof, yet still they turn away from our signs. This attribute of the sky has been proved by scientific research done in the 20th century. The atmosphere surrounding the Earth serves crucial functions for the continuity of life. While destroying many meteors, big and small, as they approach the Earth, it prevents them from falling to Earth and harming living things. In addition, the atmosphere filters the light rays coming from space that are harmful to living beings. It is a most striking feature of the atmosphere that it lets only harmless and useful rays, visible light, near ultraviolet light, and radio waves pass through. All of this radiation is vital for life. Near ultraviolet rays, which are only partially let in by the atmosphere, are very important for the photosynthesis of plants and for the survival of all living beings. The majority of the intensive ultraviolet rays emitted from the sun are filtered out by the ozone layer of the atmosphere, and only a limited and essential part of the ultraviolet spectrum reaches the Earth. The protective function of the atmosphere does not end here. The atmosphere also protects the Earth from the freezing cold of the space, which is about minus 270 degrees centigrade. It is not only the atmosphere that protects the Earth from harmful effects. In addition to the atmosphere, the Van Allen Belt, a layer caused by the magnetic field of the Earth, also serves as a shield against the harmful radiation that threatens our planet. This radiation, which is constantly emitted by the Sun and other stars, is deadly to living things. If the Van Allen Belt did not exist, the massive outbursts of energy called solar flares that occur frequently in the Sun would destroy all life on Earth. The energy transmitted in just one of these flashes detected in recent years was calculated to be equivalent to 100 billion atomic bombs, similar to the one dropped on Hiroshima. Fifty-eight hours after the flash, it was observed that the magnetic needles of compasses displayed unusual movement, and 250 kilometers above the Earth's atmosphere, the temperature suddenly increased to 2,500 degrees Celsius. In short, God's perfect system is at work high above the Earth. It surrounds our world and protects it against external threats. Scientists only learned about it recently, yet centuries ago, we were informed in the Quran about the world's atmosphere functioning as a protective shield.